Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. EAS, the Eastern Apiculture Society, is holding its annual conference this year at Eastern Kentucky University in Richmond, July 28 through August 1st. Tammy Horn, the new state apiarist for the Kentucky Department of Agriculture, says that's no accident. She is currently transitioning from her post at EKU as an apiculture researcher, is the current president of EAS, and has been working on this event since 2011.
Just thrilled that Kentucky has been chosen as a host site, and it's the heartbeat of bee conferences throughout the nation. EAS is always one of the best ones that's well attended. It has a really diverse group of course offerings. It's an entire week.
This is the big beekeeper meeting for this half of the United States, but it's not just for researchers, professionals, or longtime hobbyists. She says anyone is welcome to check it out, even if they haven't yet made the plunge.
We have a working apiary where even somebody who's just thinking about being a beekeeper, but they don't want to make the financial commitment, they can come and try on some bee suits and look inside a hive and see if this is really the kind of thing they want to do.
To check out the program, go online to easternapiculture.org. We'll have additional contact information in a minute. We'll be right back.
At Farm Credit MidAmerica, we know that borrowing to build your dream home isn't always as easy as it should be. With a Farm Credit Construction Loan, you can build your home, then live in it, all with the same loan. To learn more about how Farm Credit can simplify your rural home construction, call 855-605-9346 or visit e-farmcredit.com. Farm Credit MidAmerica is an equal housing lender.
Tammy Horn, the new state apiarist, feels like the EAS meeting July 28 through August 1st is an honor for the state to host and a real opportunity for anyone.
We have an outdoor apiary. We have a microscopy unit every single day. We have a honey show. We have a certification process called the Master Beekeepers. It's one of the most respected certification processes in the United States.
The attendees will see a little of the bluegrass.
Shakertown is offering a beekeeper-led tour of their facilities. Berea is hosting several different events.
Horn says the official registration deadline has actually passed, but interested individuals could email her and discuss attending a particular portion of the proceedings.
Tammy, T-A-M-M-Y.Horn, H-O-R-N, at ky.gov.
And that wraps up today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.